Welcome to Improv Vision,
a podcast where we combine our love for TV with our love of improv.
We're your hosts, Rich
and Carrie.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Alrighty, welcome back to the Improv Vision podcast.
Hi, Rich.
Hello, Carrie. We are back yet again. Survivor getting closer to the end. Amazing Race as well.
It's getting closer and closer. They're like less than a week away.
Yeah, they said something like that. It's like only... And because Survivor is now, what, 27 days?
26 days or something. They're already on day 20.
I know, yeah. They're pretty far along. So, but there's still like 30 people in the show or something. Yeah. I don't know what there is. So this is Survivor.
Survivor.
Season 46, episode number 10. This is right after Hunter had been voted out.
With the idol of shame.
With the idol of shame in his pocket, yes, yeah.
When they find him now, it should say, idol of shame. Hold this until you are evicted.
Right, yeah. Liz, even right at the very beginning, calling everybody hobags because they left her out of the vote. I think she just knows that she's... not long for this island.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I kind of respected her for what she did, though. I mean, she let it fly. And I kind of liked it.
And then I liked how
she did afterwards, going, okay, I yelled. I said, I'm done. I'm over. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
let's see. Yeah, lots of discussion, strategy happening back and forth about who they need to get out next. Tiffany
Q.
wants to get Q.
It's always Q.
It's always
every
Q.
week it's
yeah.
Q.
Right. This is what I think that was probably so hard, and she even mentioned it after losing the immunity challenge, was Tiffany wanted to be the one to send out Q because Q screwed her game.
Yeah.
Like, by telling everybody that she had
and
an idol.
Q screwed Liz's game by whatever she had planned. I still am not quite sure, but according to Liz, she screwed it.
Well, where Liz is talking about, I think, is the fact that her thunder got stolen when she was... coordinating, I don't even know
what. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what
she was
sort coordinating.
Of, oh, it was the, what's the name of the guy?
Tevin?
Tevin. Tevin's vote.
Right.
She was originally the one kind of working behind the scenes on that. But then Q just kind of
screwed it all
Q,
up.
You know, took over the thing. And that's what she was mad about. That was what the freak out was.
I really don't care for Q.
No, he is condescending and he is, he's a know-it-all
coach. His ego is way too big.
Yeah, right.
And then it just proved him right again when they, you know, I mean, I'm just going like, damn, you guys.
Yeah.
How come everybody is so sure what they're going to do until they get to tribal and then they have a whole new conversation?
Well, jumping way ahead to tribal, I was confused about tribal because right before then, the discussion about we're going to blindside Tiff. This came out before tribal.
Right.
And then at Tribal, they did a damn good acting job of everyone getting Q out.
I thought that was fabulous because they're all going, yep, nope, there's not even a discussion. Nope, we're good, we're good, we're good.
And right. Yeah.
It was funny.
Every snuffing of the torch has been an absolute blindside.
Totally. With an idol of shame in their hands.
Yeah, right.
Every single one.
Right.
They had a great... immunity, I mean, reward, though.
Oh, right, yeah. The
except for Liz.
For Liz, who freaked out.
Don't you think you just eat so much, you'd just be sick and not even be able to do anything the next day?
Yeah, but I still do it. It's worth it every time. You're a starving
life. I'd just be shoveling, and then I think the next day they'd have to roll me out to the challenge.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, and
I'd be shitting and puking.
Yeah, Jeff mentioned this in one of the On Fires. About that they do give them a kind of a guide to Fiji, like a Fiji guide.
Right.
And some people don't even read it, which to me is crazy. It's like,
I know how to light a fire, I know whatever. Yeah. It's a fire ant, I recognize that.
But to me, I was thinking about this with Liz specifically, in that she's like, oh, I haven't eaten anything for whatever number
18
of days.
Days.
Yeah, something like since the merge is what she said. Uh-huh. And to me, it's like, well, I mean, there are things out there you could eat.
Could she not eat bananas?
Fruits and all that
all
stuff.
Fruits
coconut,
are,
most fruits, all that she cannot.
But yeah, most
but
fruit.
You wonder, like, can you eat bugs, worms?
Sure.
Can you eat all that?
Sure.
Like, I don't know if she can or not. But to me, I was thinking about that. It's like, you could, I mean, and I understand this is where it gets difficult, because it's how desperate are you and how willing are you to do this?
Right.
I would absolutely eat bugs and, and worms and whatever.
I'd watch
whatever.
Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's the other thing. When she finally got her rice, which I think they kind of geared that whole thing towards her.
Yeah, Jeff says no, but yeah.
I think so, because it's like, wait, we have one individual if somebody would like to.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? Yeah, she wasn't going to win the challenge anyway. There's no way she can hang on to shit.
No.
She's
no.
so weak.
Grip strength, grip strength.
Yeah. But then when she does get her rice, the first thing she says is, well, somebody has to light me a fire. And I'm like, you're on Survivor.
Yeah.
You want to win. Mm-hmm. Going to the end means you're going to build a fire.
Yeah, right.
Why wouldn't you be knowing how to light? Automatically, she's just like, somebody has to light a fire for me.
She is sort of like, what was the name of the guy who was the nightmare player? Busan, whatever his name was. Early in the season, the Indian guy.
From this season? Oh, yeah.
Banu.
Carrie's
looking at me like,
I thought we were going to last season to Yaya or Yu Yu or Jia Jia.
No, we were talking.
Whatever his name was.
How quickly we forget.
I know, Banu. Yes.
But Liz, in some ways, is like Banu, because remember, she's also the one that says, oh, I have a lot of money. I don't really need this. Or I didn't even bring my bag to travel. She has said a lot of stupid things
that will not let her win.
Yeah, there was one thing that I think that helped, at least for me, kind of explain that sort of odd duck behavior.
Uh-huh.
And it was when she said, like, I grew up, we had no money, we were poor, you know, we were like, we starved when I was a kid. So this is, and so it sort of explained why
she
she's
wasn't
got
allergic
those weird,
again?
I don't know. You know, I know that some people have legit
That's
allergies.
But maybe she was. She just thought she was allergic to everything because she never had fresh fruit and vegetables. So when she ate them,
she's like, "This is terrible! I can't eat this."
She's like, "I can't eat this. It's a texture thing."
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So, I was.
So they they have the big the reward challenge. Yeah, that Q ends up winning. Did you notice? And this was just a funny editing thing. They did that fake out of Liz when she finally got out and she threw her thing up, when the sound slows down and the like everything in slow motion and then it missed and then the music picked up again. I was like,
there's some close calls though. It could have been anybody's game.
When you get to a point that you have to just land a ball of sand on a platform
way up high, Kelsey's going like, here I got it up to my knee, here I got it up to my shoulders, here I got it up.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Kelsey do a whole lot of anything.
No,
she's
got a good social game.
I mean, I'll give Liz some slack. I mean, I'll give Liz slack on the the challenges because she's probably got zero strength.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But I don't know what Kenzie's. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't perform well.
Yeah, and then Jeff actually mentioned this also. Kenzie, the ones. The your ride or dies.
Oh yeah,
and we talked about this.
Yeah,
this was she sort of alluded to this in the last episode, but they really got into it this one where she was like, "Yeah, I got to get her before she gets me."
And that looks good on my resume if I get my. And I'm going, does it?
Well, it's a good point from the perspective of if you have literally done everything as a duo and you have voted the same, and you've done all that. How do you differentiate yourself from that person?
Exactly
by getting them out before
first.
You.
And that was her goal, and I'm sure it's Tiffany's goal too. I think it was funny at the reward challenge that Kenzie and Tiffany kind of assumed Maria was in sync with them.
Yeah, right.
And just jabbering away. And Maria's just going, yeah, but I like you. So.
Yeah, Maria's a dark horse in that I think Maria could potentially go really far in this game. If she can kind of hold it together.
Yeah.
The fact that she and Charlie are a duo and people know that, but
I don't think they really realize it as much as...
I don't know if they do. But even so, they wouldn't eliminate her. They'd eliminate Charlie.
Charlie, yeah.
So... Because
he's got grip strength.
Grip strength. 2 years!
That's
two
the
years.
Most important thing on Survivor is grip strength.
Yeah.
He's been hanging by shit for 2 years now, waiting to do this.
Yeah. I did think it was amusing, and this is just Liz, like, mumbling under her breath.
Oh,
when they all came out, and they were like, oh, yeah, I was so full, I couldn't eat that burger. The burger that Liz was like,
The fact is, they had everything they had.
Right.
Nobody had to have the burger.
I know,
they brought it out special. This is complimentary. Like, they were getting a tab or something.
They paid for the other
stuff. Yeah, it's like, this is, and they gave each one a burger. Oh God, this is great.
This food is so good. Oh, oh my God. Oh God, that dessert.
Oh, the chocolate was so good.
Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Should we eat some more?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to eat some more of this pie.
Yeah, I think we should get some more.
Another piece.
Maybe another beer. Oh, and I think I like
that. Oh, they cut it for me. Thank you.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Oh God, this is good.
Hello, sir. I'm bringing the bill for you. Excuse me?
You brought the what?
I'm bringing the bill for you. You can pay the bill now. Yes, thank you.
There's a bill here?
Wait a minute. Wait.
A bill?
Wait a minute.
$386?
Oh, yes, local money. It's very expensive, too. Oh, this is not good.
Jeff didn't mention this.
Yeah, this, well, I mean, it's Applebee's. It's not Survivor. We are Applebee's, so, you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I know that you...
On my phone, I have my Applebee's app.
Oh, very good. Bring your phone up. You can pay.
I don't have
my... Oh, you don't have your phone.
Really? Wow, are you sure we have to pay?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is Applebee's. Survivor is over here. Applebee's is over here, you know?
And then we're going to have to tip you guys.
Yeah, did you think that you just come into an Applebee's on the beach? Look at this. You have a beautiful view.
I wouldn't have had the extra cake.
No, that was expensive, that cake. It was $38.
Oh, my God.
Yes, so... Here's what I'm thinking.
Wait a minute. The burger actually complimentary?
Yes, we did give the complimentary burger because we were wow, it's amazing how much money you have spent in this restaurant.
I didn't even eat the burger.
Yeah, so, wow. I guess you're going to have to quit the game then, yes? Because going to have to have you deported from
Fiji.
We'll clean up.
We'll do the dishes.
Yeah, no, it's very expensive. The shrimp and you had that chicken.
Plus
and
a tip. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like 500 bucks.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And there's only... That's 125 apiece for each
yes.
of us.
So you are a foreigner in this land and you have now broken the law by not... Wait, by stealing from Applebee's.
We need to get back to our camp.
Sure.
Take us back right now. Take us back to our camp.
Sure, let me just have called the immigration and then we'll... We'll arrange things that way.
Okay, I'm hyperventilating. Oh, my God.
Complimentary.
Yeah, the burger's
complimentary. Yeah, that was a strange thing.
It was a weird thing to say. It's like, it's like, here, we just want on camera what Liz would have ordered and didn't get. Mm-hmm. So when she watches this back, she can see three wasted burgers.
The big burgers that just,
with onions sautéed and mushrooms. It sounded horrible to me.
You almost wondered, and I know they can't do this, but it would have been such a sweet scene.
If they could have just snuck her back a burger.
And that's kind of what I thought. Like, okay, this is free then? Yeah. This isn't part of the whatever?
Yeah.
Can we just...
Take it. Yeah.
However, let's go back to that.
Okay.
Liz freaks out. Mm-hmm. Liz... And everybody's sort of... And Q is in a really rough position.
Everybody's like looking down. Nobody's looking
exactly.
at her.
It was really, really, really painful to watch. It was hard to watch. You know, and I know she's mad and she's spewing out nonsense. But really, like, he doesn't... She did. She voted against him.
Right.
Like,
only because she wasn't in the loop.
Yeah.
Because they didn't tell her.
But she tried to get him out of the game.
Because she thought everybody else was voting.
But she was on that. And so... He doesn't owe her anything.
And Q's response is very normal, and I expect it. I want to win. Mm-hmm. I don't want Liz to win.
Yeah, right.
So one more person that's weak and can't do anything gets...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So
that was harsh, though. I mean,
it was harsh. It was harsh. She's like, I didn't even scream this bad at my divorce. I'm like...
I will tell you, in the history of watching this game, this is really... I mean, it's probably happened before, but not to this extreme.
Ugh.
Usually the person would cave and said, okay, fine, come on, Liz.
Right, you know, or something. Thing. Or somebody... I was expecting, honestly, one of the girls...
Kenzie. I thought Kenzie was
going to...
Yeah,
because
you
know what,
see,
Liz, you take my spot.
Yeah, take my spot.
I know.
But
everybody wants
so
that food so damn bad, they're so hungry. But the fact that Applebee's was like her routine with her child.
Oh, I know.
And
that was
I mean, I the violins came out. I was the whole bit. I was like, everybody at home is sobbing. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
Like,
yeah. Can I? I'm gonna take a left really quick.
Segue.
Segue for a moment. I was so on fire. Jeff Probst. Enjoy the show. I really do. And here's the thing, though. You've seen these episodes with D. Yeah.
Yes. I don't remember all that well, but maybe it'll jog my memory.
She is, I don't know. I mean, yes, she won the game.
She was fine.
Yes, she won the game.
She wasn't a powerhouse.
Last season. But they make it like she is the ultimate expert of Survivor.
Right.
And I get it that they're just asking her perspective based on her experiences.
Right.
But it really is painted like you are the guru of Survivor.
They kind of make it.
And some of it, a lot of it,
I don't agree with.
Fucking blind luck that you happen to, you know.
But I think they do the same no matter who their expert was.
Right, yeah.
If it was Boston Rob or if it was whatever they go with.
Well, Boston Rob is the expert.
And the I don't love Boston Rob. Kim loves Boston Rob.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I think we will have a third, we will have Kim here as an added.
Oh, nice.
On Monday, June 22nd, whatever it is.
I was going to say, because,
she's coming over.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So she'll be here Monday and leave Tuesday.
For the year.
Yes, yes. So she'll be here for that. So we'll get her insight.
Very cool. All right. We only got a little time left. So Charlie ends up winning against Tiff.
Back to back, which Target.
Yeah. And that was surprising. Like, Tiff was solid out of the challenge.
I think something happened. I think a fly landed on her. Something.
Yeah, or she just
passed out.
Because
the way she went down, she just kept looking at her leg like, what?
Yeah.
Like something got her.
I almost thought she had passed out.
Yeah.
Because it was just, suddenly went down.
I even backed it up to watch it again because I went, what happened?
Yeah.
But it didn't shed any light. Mm-hmm. She just went down. But she did keep, she kind of was like looking down at her leg like something bitter, or maybe it was a mosquito bite or who knows. But that's all it takes is like,
dang. You lose focus for 1 minute. So Kenzie, I have no respect for Q. Maria then goes to Q and said, hey, you want to get Tiff out?
Right.
Ben thinking the idol, Tiff's idol, is more dangerous than Q in the game. Right. Q has not been dangerous at all,
No.
He's annoying.
He actually invited himself to be eliminated 1 week, you know, and they didn't take it.
And he is very much a meat shield in this game because people think, they still are.
And he still is. So, interesting. But, I mean, I think as far as playing a strong game, Maria's really playing a strong game.
Mm-hmm.
She's keeping her mouth shut about things. Yeah. She's talking quietly to Q. Nobody else knows that she's talking to Q.
Right.
Even her and Charlie, she's being pretty mum about it. Mm-hmm. And so she's pretty savvy. She's playing a pretty good game. Can she light a fire? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll find out. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Liz apparently can't.
No, so, Liz isn't. Yeah.
So next week, everybody's apparently searching for the idol that Tiff walked
out
with.
Yeah.
We'll see where that goes. So, all right. That is Survivor. Let's jump over really quickly to The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race.
Season 36, episode number 8. This is after Buzzy and Sunny are eliminated.
Right.
Seventh team Buzzy? To be eliminated.
Is it Buzzy?
Busy?
Busy.
I think my phone
Sunny and Buzzy or Sunny and Busy?
Oh, Sunny and Busy. Sunny and Busy. Right. Buzzy and Sunny are eliminated from the show. We're in Barbados.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Not surprising at all. Impossible to drive around.
Impossible.
It's impossible. I have not really, although I did, we went to Jamaica years ago. We didn't drive ourselves, but like, we were just going to this boat dock on the other side of the island and literally we're driving through neighborhoods and through the jungle.
And down and up. Yeah, I'm sure it's crazy.
I could not imagine.
Right.
Also driving on the other side
and
of the
road. And they got a free advertisement in there for the best barbershop in Barbados.
Oh, right. I just enjoy that. Please tell them that they need the best place for best haircuts in Barbados are right here.
I'm still loving my boys. My boys are killing it, really.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they did pretty well. Ricky and Cesar basically just dominated this round.
Well, they've been first like 4 times and second twice or something like that.
5 first place finishes.
Is that
and
it?
3... That's second place finishes. Yes.
No, but I don't know if anybody's ever done that.
I don't know. Yeah, they have dominated this game. I mean,
because usually it's a little more haphazard,
and there's usually a bad round somewhere. So,
but I mean, even building the damn fish tank.
You figure if there are now eight eliminations, they have been first or second every time.
Every time. That's what I mean. I don't think that's bad. But it seems like every task they have. Oh, yes, Cesar used to build fish traps back in his home.
Right.
Oh, yes, I was a personal chef for, Oh, yes, I used to play the horn. They've done it all.
Right. So let's see. Vinny and Amber got lost.
Oh, they're
everyone got lost.
They're trying to make themselves look better after last week's debacle.
Oh, I know, about their huge...
I don't think they're going to... I think they're going to rethink their marriage plans.
I think so. First thing they got to do is play road tennis, similar to ping pong, but on the road.
So funny. It's great, though. They can just pick up their net and move it out of the way while the cars drive by and then put it back down.
Right. Yeah. Danny over the moon, and his mom gets to do well in a challenge. Mom played very well because she was great. A tennis coach.
Yes.
For a long time. Then they have to go to Long Bay Beach.
Oh.
Say that five times fast.
Yes.
Christchurch Parish. Angie and Danny finish before the other teams arrive. You got Yvonne and Melissa in third, Rod and Leticia in fourth. Amber and Vinny lost.
Yes.
Oh, they went to Rihanna's house.
Yes.
For a bit.
Rihanna's house was a little underwhelming.
Yeah. So then they get to the roadblock where they either have to clear seaweed from the sand, interestingly enough, that in order for the turtles to lay eggs.
I know. Isn't that funny? That I wonder what the turtles did before they cleared the seaweed in the olden days.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't lay eggs or they did it on the surface. I don't know.
Everybody picked the traps.
Yeah, except for
Shane
and Juan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so building a fish pod and Rick and Cesar do that very well. Yvonne and Melissa passed Angie and Danny getting lost.
Right.
So they got there first. So yeah, everybody doing fish pod. And then Rick and Cesar finished that. Because they're very detail-oriented. They do what they need to do.
They communicate well. They've never really got mad at each other.
Right, yeah.
They've been frustrated, but they do it in a calm kind of manner.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, so...
And then you had Rod and Leticia trying to build, and they forgot the sides.
Oh, God, the whole thing.
And the guy kept shaking it for him. You see the problem here?
See, what's the problem?
Oh, look, it is great. And Rod just like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm shaking it for a very specific reason. But they did finally figure out the four pieces of wood that were buried in the sand.
Yeah,
right.
That time,
Juan and Shane. This is a learning thing. They barreled through that seaweed thing.
I don't think anybody else would have barreled through it as fast.
Well, Rod would have. Rod and Leticia.
Rod and Leticia might have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, much better than the fish trap. That's true. But I mean, when you saw that, it only took like three wheelbarrows.
Yeah, three trips. I mean, it's hard.
It was
to
long
push through
and
sand
it was far, but
yeah.
Those guys were trained to do that kind of shit. So they picked the right one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
so
it
that was
certainly
smart.
Paid off for them.
Right, yeah, because they did. They bumped up to number two.
Right.
So, yeah. So
they better leave my boys alone, though.
Rick and Cesar, first place, $7,500 each. And
I know.
Then,
they're raking it in, though.
Yeah, they are.
Because they've got $5,000 a couple times.
$7,500. Juan and Shane come in second.
Yeah.
Then you've got, let's see, third place. Sadly enough, came Rod and Leticia barely beat out Angie and Danny.
Which was heartbreaking because they were there. They were just sitting there waiting. So
whose fault is this?
They said it was their fault because they went around the bend. But I thought the crew was supposed to be following them.
It was. They were.
So and they should have gone around the bend with them.
Yeah. Here's where it's... I think it is just a rule that if... Here's what the weird thing is. Like, why did it take the crew so long
to get there?
To get to them.
That's my question exactly.
And it was strange. I was almost wondering... Is there a penalty that you lost your crew? The penalty is 1 hour or something like that.
Or something. They had to wait for the crew to arrive
because
they couldn't do
it. What probably happened, and this is where it probably was Angie and Danny's fault because they were driving, and you're in a roundabout,
right.
And he's like, "Oh no, turn here!" And she probably didn't single or did it very suddenly.
She turned,
and
it was dangerous.
They kept going. They couldn't.
But then, how long before they figure out that they didn't?
Yeah.
And you'd think they would have...
They didn't really get into the detail other than it was the first time you got to hear them talking to the walkie-talkie to their
crew. And that was interesting because I didn't know they had that communication.
Yeah.
But they did say that they cannot do a challenge unless their crew is there.
They need their crew there.
So they had to wait
for
the crew.
But why it took as long as it did to get their crew there.
It seemed like it took a long time.
Because you'd figure if there was a roundabout and they missed a turn, then
they'd go around and
go around
and
then go... I don't know. It was a little strange. But the only thing I can figure is that there is a penalty that they got for that they don't really talk about. The unspoken rules of
Amazing
Race.
Well, can it be the crew's fault, too? Is it always
their
fault?
I suppose if it was the crew's fault, like if the crew car broke down and you kept going, but I guess you're supposed to pay it to... I don't know. It's a hard one. Need to find that out.
Really hard to...
Someone get Phil on the phone.
Barbados traffic that you lost somebody on a roundabout, and that's, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Where do you stop?
I didn't like the...
So that
at the very end, Angie Danny, you have been filiminated.
Filiminated. I know, I love that. Filiminated.
I did enjoy that, so.
But I'm loving the game. Everybody's
it's
getting there.
Fun.
And
I mean, it's close. I think it's only maybe a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because... Like, Survivor, they're on episode 10 because they started a couple episodes before at the beginning. I think there's 13 episodes, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So maybe we have three more. And they're only on 8 on Amazing Race.
Because
but I wonder
they have
if
how many teams left? They have 5 teams left, 6 teams.
I think so, yeah. So we'll see. There's five teams left. Okay. Yeah, they could do a double elimination. But I don't think they're going to go. They're probably only two or three episodes more.
So where's another close island? Where are they going next? Because they're very much staying down in this area.
Right, yeah.
But it's still fun. I'm still thrilled that my boys are just killing it.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. And if they don't win this game, it'll be a travesty because they really have dominated.
Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see what challenges are next that they've already know how to do.
Oh, yes. He's already used to it. Was a juggler in the circus on the unicycle in the top line.
No matter what. Here, you have to sew a Met Gala gown. Right. Oh, well, I used to work in the house.
Oh, yeah. Ricky did that with me. He worked for Met Gala for 5 years.
Oh, my word. So fun.
All right. So we'll be back next week. More Amazing Race, more Survivor, and more of your Improvision podcast.
Bye.